All right, everyone. String and I are driving, and our 3.5-year-old is watching cartoons in the background. So sorry for the noise. But String and I decided to start a series called Messages from String.
This is a one-off, and if it's interesting, we'll do it.
If it works, we'll do it. So what is the message from String today?
Refresh my memory. So what's the situation? A guy texting her?
Okay, so the situation is that one of my clients in my program, basically the situation was that there was a guy who, it was a working relationship, and the guy did something super creative to ask her out, right? So he sends her this email, right? Something super creative, you know.
He's a designer. Yeah, so he's a designer, and he...
We don't know if he's a designer, but anyways.
He invited
her. Super creative. And he, through this super creative act, he invited her out for dinner. And then she said, and she's like, oh my God, this is amazing, blah, blah. And then she said, yeah, sure, I can be ready at 7. And then what he replied, he was sarcastic, saying something like, what do you mean? This is like a work thing. I want to buy an ad. And so they started this exchange over text, over email, over text about this like joke. So she started to get really confused about is this an actual business thing, or is he asking me out? And she was getting really frustrated and upset with the guy. And so what I did, I showed String the text, and I'm like, this doesn't feel good. And I'm like, yeah, this doesn't feel good either. Like, we need to clarify here, because what's happening? And then I showed this to String, and String, what did you say?
Well, I just thought he was playing dumb, like, I guess trying to be funny, but it's very hard to be funny, and it was ambiguous through text messages. And I told Anna, she can just ignore the message. Just go on a date. Like, stop trying to overanalyze this text message, because you can't read between the lines. But there was analysis, and in the group, in the claim community, I think there was also discussion about, okay, this feels strange. And I'm like, I think there was for me as a guy, like, I've sent dumb messages. I don't know how many, but I'm sure there's been so many stupid messages that I've sent in my life to girls. And the most important thing is, gosh, just don't overanalyze. Like, was he genuinely good? Yes. Did it get a bit weird through the messages? Yeah. Why? Because she didn't understand what they were going, you know, where they were leading to. My answer is, well, you've been invited on a date, go on a date and find out. There's nothing more to it. Why try to overanalyze and text message and then try to work out, is this real, where's it going? Go on a date, have a drink, have some fun, have dinner, and see where it leads to. It's pretty, yeah, don't think.
Wisdom from ICMM String. And so I think you did the same thing when we were dating. Because, you know, it's normal. And String always told me, like, that when we started to get into tension when we were dating, he's like, yeah, I was like, I'm done here. Goodbye. Over text. And String's like, no. Like, we need to meet and talk, because there's so much lost in the text exchanges. And that's why String's like, go on a date. So the conclusion for you here, if things are getting confusing or you don't understand, you're trying to clarify, the conclusion here for you is stop overanalyzing over text. Just go on a date, because there's nothing more clear and exciting than you actually going on a date and talking to someone in person, where you can see their reactions, where you can clarify. So that's our message from you. Don't overthink. And one tip I'm going to give you is that if you're confused about an interaction with a man, ask A, your coach, if you're working with a coach, me, aka me, or somebody else, or B, ask another man. do not ask your girlfriends, because you know what happened in our claim group community? This woman posted these screenshots and they were like 20 something comments about, and you know what, all of these women were like, I'm confused too. So like everybody's confused. So if there's a situation that you don't know how to deal with a man, like, don't ask your girlfriends, because chances are your girlfriends are thinking the same way. So everybody's going to be confused and this is not going to go anywhere. And so ask another man, your friend, or, you know, your girlfriend's husband. Do not ask your girlfriend. Go to your girlfriend's husband and say, hey, what do you think? Because he's a man and he's going to know, just like String. And String was right. You know what happened with Nikki? Is that this guy, finally, after she's like, I don't understand, I need clarity here, he's like, oh, I'm sorry, this was sarcasm. And I forget that sarcasm gets misinterpreted. I'm old school, I was trying to be funny, and sometimes it doesn't work. So this guy was right, while all of the women were just confused. So here's your lesson. Enjoy, and let us know if you like this. Comment below, and String and I, we're going to be recording more from the car or from our walks on the beach. And yeah, thank you. Any other notes?
See you next time.
All right, beautiful woman, thanks for joining us today. If you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. And please, please leave a review. This is super helpful for me, for the podcast. And this is a time to give back, to leave a review, share this episode with your girlfriend who really wants to hear it. And you can also find me on Medium and YouTube at Anna Rova, where I share pretty much very similar content and where we change the world one embodied woman at a time. All right, I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you for being here with me today.